Hello, my name is Victor Fraser from Toronto, Canada, and I'm here in the Meadows in Edinburgh, Scotland.
And tell us what you're doing.
I'm doing a piece on the pavement in the junction of the Meadows with some chalk and some B&Q water-based paint. It is in the design and form of a compass. And this is a project that will hopefully be done at the foot of Leith later on in this year, in 2010.
And tell us, why are you doing this? I mean, it's an unusual canvas to choose, really, and spending a lot of time out here in all weather. It's just starting to spit a bit with rain. What's the inspiration?
I'm living in the area of Marshmount right now, and I was asked by the former chief of Lothian Borders Fire Brigade to basically put something together to show him, so he could show Leith and the people at council in Leith. And I guess I was supposed to do it on paper.
So this is kind of a prototype, but what's the story behind the painting that you're going to do at the foot of Leith Walk?
Well, it's based on a situation back 2 years ago, or maybe it was three now, where I had friends who were in a flat fire on Montgomery Road at Easter and London. And Lothian Borders came and saved their lives and pulled them out of the building at the last minute. And I was eternally grateful for that. That was Erica and Jonathan Pryor and Jane Flett. Now, after I'd done that piece in front of Lothian Borders on the McDonald Road Fire Hall, the chief of fire, Keith Dargo, had approached me in regards to doing something at the foot of Leith. Because Leith, for quite a while now, has had a reputation of being sort of a tougher area in the city. In relation to Edinburgh City, because we know that Leith is definitely its own entity, and that maybe we could possibly do something to not only, you know, brighten up the area and give it some heart, but get it ready for the first their first appearance and partnership with the Fringe Festival. And so, with his connection with Council in Leith, Chief Dargo, or former Chief Dargo, is also going to be able to get us in contact with some high school students. And have some of them experience what it is to do pavement art, as you would call it here, or sidewalk art, as I call it, and help them to really make Leith quite an event venue this year for the Fringe Festival here in Edinburgh, and now Leith.
It's an interesting spot to be based in. We've got bicycles whizzing past at quite high speed, and people dragging their suitcases. It's a pretty...
Skateboarders, rollerbladers, children on scooters, you name it, it's whizzing by me.
You're kind of very out there, so I presume a lot of people come and talk to you and chat to you.
As I was, sort of recently told, I am pretty much a captive audience. I can't go away unless I pack up and leave. And when the weather's dry and the sun is shining, or even when it's just barely dry and there's a little mister, I guess you can say, dew from the sky, I'll stick around and listen to these people, and they know it. And it's just part of the job. It's a very precious thing to do. It's lovely to be recognized in your community. Just walking around and people smiling and saying hello. It's you have to be out there. And I guess I do, go a little bit that way. I couldn't make the stage, so I made the stage my own,
And tell me about the design. It looks like it's got Celtic influences, but you're obviously, you're not from Scotland yourself.
No, even though my last name is Fraser, I am, definitely Canadian, born young man. And I figured it's important to do something that's maybe indigenous to the neighborhood or community, and I thought Celtic was extremely appropriate for this part of the city, if not this part of the world.
And where else might we see some of your designs around the town?
There's two pieces over in the Marchmont area beside the extremely cool ScotMid. There's also the piece, as I mentioned early, in front of the fire hall on McDonald Road, just off of the Leith Walk. There's also another one in front of the Manor House on Easter Road, a very small but petite and really sort of sweet piece there, as well as, where's the other one? There's one in front of the Forest Cafe on Bristol Place. These pieces are all, of course, semi-permanent, so, they will eventually fade and they will not deface the wonderful city or upset the city of Edinburgh, hopefully. As I mentioned, this is something I think I got a little backwards. I was supposed to do this on paper and show the chief to show them, and I guess I can say I'm sorry, and I hope it's not too bad. If there's a problem, I can pay for the removal. It's not that big of a deal, but hopefully this will be acceptable, and I thought it was appropriate. It's a nice sort of beautiful come together of footpath and bicycle path and general park traffic. And I just thought it would sort of sit here very nicely. I call it the jewel of the meadow.